Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. We continue with our series on the 30 most important things we need to know about the Catholic faith. I think this is number 14. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today we meditate on the fact that the Catholic Church is our teacher, especially with the charism of infallibility. Have you ever played the telephone game? The way it works is that the first player whispers some phrase into the ear of the second player. Then the second player whispers it into the ear of the third, and so on. And normally, by the time you get to the last player, say the 10th or 12th person down the line, the message has gotten so garbled through miscommunications along the way that it bears almost no resemblance at all to the original statement made by player one. And that's just with a handful of people over a couple minutes. Imagine if it were countless millions of people over 2,000 years using different languages. In other words, how can we be sure that the teachings of Jesus haven't been lost over the centuries? Now, Jesus seemed pretty confident, though, that his truth would be preserved. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." How did he know? What mechanism did he put in place to make sure his truth would come down to us pure and undistorted? The answer is that he gave his church a teaching office with his authority and with the power of infallibility. And that means we can be absolutely confident of knowing his truth after all these years. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. One time I was teaching about the Pope, and a woman asked, I heard the Pope was inflammable. And I said, well, yes, he probably would burn, but I think you meant infallible. There's a big difference. Infallible means Christ won't let him teach error in faith and morals. Inflammable, well, let's hope we never find out. But infallibility is a word that's often misunderstood. It does not mean that the Pope and the bishops will be perfect or sinless. Impeccability means a person will never sin. Jesus gave the church's teaching authority, meaning the Pope and the bishops, the gift of infallibility. Infallibility means preservation from error when officially declaring the truth about faith and morals, what we are to believe and what we are to do. The Catechism puts it this way. In order to preserve the church in the purity of the faith handed on by the apostles, Christ, who is the truth, willed to confer on her a share in his own infallibility. What does that mean? It means if you want to be sure you're not making a mistake about the truth that Jesus revealed, you have to put yourself under the guidance of the magisterium, the successors of Peter and the apostles, the Pope and the bishops united to him when they speak definitively on matters of faith and morals. Now, the Pope doesn't always exercise his power of infallibility. Sometimes he just gives his own personal opinions on current affairs or theological problems. But when he speaks authoritatively as the successor of Peter and declares that something is part of what has been revealed by Christ, something that is true in all times and all places and for all people, then you can take that to the bank, because the Pope is just telling you what Jesus himself teaches. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, infallibility doesn't mean the church can only repeat the exact words of Jesus. It means the church can explain his unchanging truth in new ways, applying it to new situations so that every generation can understand and live it. For example, when the church says the Eucharist involves transubstantiation, she's not adding anything new to what Jesus said. She's simply giving a precise explanation to what Jesus meant when he said, "This is my body, this is my blood." That the bread and wine truly are transformed and become his body, his blood. That's exactly what transubstantiation means, a real change of the substance. Or another example, when the church began using the word Trinity to describe the three persons in one God, it was introducing a new word, a word not found in the Bible. But the word itself simply made explicit what the Bible reveals, that there is one God in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if the church is going to teach the truths of Jesus in new times and places, then she has to use new words and new languages. But how can we be sure these new expressions faithfully reflect the timeless truth of Christ? Because Christ gave the church the mission to preach the same unchanging truths to a constantly changing world. And that gift of infallibility shows us that the church can do that reliably. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Not only does the Church have the mission of teaching the truths of Jesus to new times and new places, she also has a mission of responding to new objections and new questions. For instance, in the 300s, the Church had to respond to the challenge of Arianism, which claimed that Jesus wasn't really God. No one in the Christian world had really ever made that claim before, so the Church had to carefully craft an argument based on Christ's truth, showing that Arianism was false and Jesus truly is God. In the 16th century, the Church had to respond to the challenge of Lutheranism, because Luther basically claimed that you can do whatever you want, but still go to heaven if you believe. No one in the Church had ever made that crazy claim before, so the Church had to carefully craft an argument based on Christ's truth, showing that, yeah, our actions do matter. We are responsible for our good and bad actions. And so Lutheranism was false. In the 20th and 21st centuries, the Church had to respond to the challenges of the sexual revolution, which claimed that it's okay to use contraception, or engage in homosexual acts, or pretend to change your gender. Again, no one in the Christian world had really ever made these claims before, so the Church had to carefully craft arguments based on the teachings of Jesus, showing that these false views of human sexuality were wrong. Christ knew his Church would face these challenges, and so he gave her the gift of infallibility, enabling her to reliably defend the truth and refute any claims that contradict his teaching. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The last direction of Jesus to his apostles was that they go out to all the world, making disciples of all nations, and teaching them to observe all that he had commanded. The world is a big place, with a lot of languages and a lot of false ideas and a long, long history. So, do you want to hear one of the greatest miracles in history? In 2,000 years, the Catholic Church has never, not even once, contradicted herself in any official teaching on faith and morals. That's astonishing. Across centuries, cultures, languages, the Church has proclaimed the same truth, and she can do so with confidence because Christ gave her the gift of infallibility through the Pope and the bishops united with him. That's why we can have absolute certainty and confidence in what the Church teaches. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I think one of the most striking examples from history about infallibility, this charism, this gift that Jesus has given the church, where he will not let the Pope or the Pope and bishops teach anything wrong when they're teaching officially. There was a pope in the 1500s named Pope Sixtus V.
Which is an incredible name. I feel like nowadays that would work as a great rapper name.
It would.
Sixtus V.
Pope Sixtus V, he personally undertook a new translation of the Bible. And it was full of errors. And the other bishops and cardinals begged him, you can't publish this because it's got problems. Mm. He ignored them, and the night before he was going to promulgate it, he died.
Wow.
And he was not sick leading up to that time.
That's crazy.
Jesus will not let his pope or the Pope or the bishops in union with the Pope teach anything wrong.
Wow, one way or another, God's going to put a stop to it.
Exactly, exactly.
That's crazy.
So I think that a lot of people struggle with understanding infallibility because, number one, they can't make the distinction. The average person doesn't know how to make the distinction of when the Pope is teaching officially and when he's not.
You mean without some deep theological background to be able to?
Well, it doesn't even take a deep theological background. I mean, we can put it pretty simply for people that when the Pope is talking to a journalist, when the Pope is giving an interview on the airplane, when the Pope is giving a homily.
When the Pope is tweeting.
When the Pope is tweeting. Or if you were having lunch with the Pope, none of these times are times when he's teaching infallibly. At those times, he's hopefully teaching, but he might just be giving his own personal opinion. Who does he think will win the... We now have an American Pope, and you might ask him, who do you think will win the Super Bowl this year?
And if he gets it wrong, you're like, ah.
Yeah, exactly.
Infallibility.
Yeah. So when? Isn't the question, when is the Pope teaching officially? Mm. How do we know? And there are really three ways, three times that the Pope is teaching infallibly.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we call the extraordinary teaching. Maybe you've heard the word ex cathedra.
No, I have not.
It's when the Pope is giving a solemn teaching by himself. Two examples: the Immaculate Conception, when he taught Mary's Immaculate Conception in 1854, and when he was teaching about the Assumption of Mary in 1950. The normal way, the ordinary way that the Pope and the bishops in union with him teach infallibly is when they teach something consistently on matters of faith and morals. And that is usually done through encyclicals.
Mm-hmm. I was going to add, that was my follow-up question.
So one example would be the church's teaching on contraception is an infallible teaching. It was given, for example, in the encyclical Costi Canubi. It was reaffirmed in Vatican II. It was taught in the encyclical Humana Vitae, and it's taught again in the Catechism. So the Church is consistently and repeatedly teaching a truth. This is the normal way. And then the third way is in an ecumenical council. We've had 20 ecumenical councils. The last one was Vatican II.
Hmm.
So all the official, there were...
It's crazy that in all this time, there's only been 20.
There were 16 documents, the official documents that came out of Vatican II, and those are infallible teachings.
Mm.
And so there are three ways, but not when the Pope is giving an interview, not when the Pope is tweeting. So all we need to know is these things.
That seems simple.
Now, it's also important to know that no bishop by himself and no priest by himself is infallible. Bishops have share in this infallibility only when they're teaching officially with the Pope.
Hmm.
So there could be a rogue bishop or rogue cardinal that teaches something that's totally wrong, not infallible.
Mm.
And a priest can teach something that's totally wrong, not infallible. So this is why we need to know our faith.
Yeah.
So that we can know the difference. But when the Pope and the bishops in union with the Pope teach something on matters of faith and morals, officially, we can know with perfect certainty that's true. Now, for the common person, probably the best place to look for these infallible teachings is the Catechism.
Mm.
However, it brings up one other point, that you have to make the distinction between doctrine and discipline. Doctrine are the truths of Jesus that can never change.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Trinity will always be one God in three persons. There will always be seven sacraments, for example. These things are dogma. They're unchanging truths no matter what. A discipline is an application of a truth. So, for example, the Catechism and the Church teach that in the West, priests should be celibate, means they should be unmarried. That's not a doctrine. That's a discipline.
Hmm.
Because in the Eastern Church,
I never realized that.
In the Eastern Church, we have married priests. And technically, that discipline of celibacy could change. Probably won't, but it could. We could have married priests. We probably won't. I don't think we should. But it's a discipline. It's not a doctrine. So you need to know the difference between doctrine and discipline. Other disciplines that people get confused about: meat on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be that every Friday you had to abstain from meat.
Yeah.
And then the church switched it to just during Lent. Now the church encourages us every Friday, but that's a discipline. Another discipline is, can we have Mass in our own native language? Yes. That's a discipline. It used to be that Mass was only Latin. Then the church said, no, we need to have the Mass in the language we can understand. So these are the differences between doctrine and discipline.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, the clarification there is that the church doesn't change its mind on doctrine.
It changes the application of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You're applying this truth to a situation.
Which is how the church can look slightly different from 2,000 years ago and yet be identical.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me give you an example or an analogy. You go to a gym and the trainer gives you a truth. It's good to be physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But then that trainer might say, at this gym, we run first and then we lift weights. And then you come back next week and they say, you know, we thought this over. It's better today. We're going to change. We're going to lift weights and then run. It doesn't change the truth that you have to be physically fit. They're applying it differently.
It's a lot to chew on.
Is it?
It's helpful, though. I'm working through it. This makes sense. I hope it makes sense for everyone.
What question are you left with?
I have nothing.
Good.
I'm just stewing.
That's good. Reflecting. Thinking.
Stewing.
Thanks for praying with me.
Thank you.
And I want to thank everyone out there for praying with us, because that's what we do together. So let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.